May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Please be seated. Again, our gospel reading. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" This is a pretty big question, don't you think? I know, really? Eternal life. Yet the answer is almost bigger. Go sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. In spite of living a good life following the commandments, there was more to do. But drat, I mean, sell everything you worked so hard to make and do? It is hard to do what you think is right and good and not get what you believe should rightfully be yours. Some of you, and I doubt it's more than 2% of you, may wonder why we are in gold today instead of our Pentecost season green. It wasn't we just wanted to try something different. We're having a celebration today, this weekend, and particularly at the 10:30 service. Because some 130 years ago, living a right and good life, yet not being treated equal in the eyes of God, even at church, set a group of faithful Christian Minnesotans, set out to establish their own churches. And Minnesota's first African-American Episcopal congregations were born. In spite of what most white Episcopalians thought at the time, assuming that these churches would fail, St. Philip's Episcopal Church in St. Paul and St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Minneapolis offered black Episcopalians a safe haven for prayer, hospitality, social activities, family milestones, and like minds to further conversations about social justice, radical hospitality, and social justice, and civil rights. In 2008, St. Philip's and St. Thomas merged and became Holy Trinity. And today, Holy Trinity continues the tradition of gospel-led racial reconciliation and radical hospitality in its location in St. Paul and outside its four walls. Today, at the 10:30 service, we open our doors to two other congregations, Gethsemane and Holy Trinity, and we celebrate together as one. Three churches bringing together their histories, their choirs, their acolytes, their clergy, more importantly, their people, celebrating the glory of 130 years and the hope for at least a minimum of another 130 years. Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus looked at him, loved him, and said, "Follow me." I read this gospel not as a statement on wealth versus poverty, or haves versus have-nots, but an invitation to walk the way with Jesus, to look forward with possibility and with hope. Whether the examples are the people who follow this Jewish man, Jesus, as he walked on this earth, rather confused by being instructed to give up all their belongings, or people like Peter, rather miffed, saying, "Look at us, we've given everything away and we follow you. What are you saying? Or like the founding families of St. Philip's and St. Thomas, who viscerally understood the pain, injustices, and loss experienced as slaves, the children of slaves, the grandchildren of slaves, onto the families of today who continue to experience racial discrimination, profiling, and injustice. This gospel, to me, calls us to evangelize. I invite you to take a look at the front of your bulletin. No, seriously, I invite you to take a look at the front of your bulletin. On the front of this bulletin is the Sankofa bird. The Sankofa bird is a mystical bird from the Akan tribe in Ghana. Holy Trinity has chosen to use the symbol as their theme for the 130th anniversary. The Sankofa bird has its feet firmly planted on the ground and is looking backward with the egg of the future in its mouth. The Ankan believe the past serves as a guide for planning the future. To the Ankan, it is this wisdom in learning from the past which ensures a strong future. Our own Anglican philosopher and theologian, Richard Hooker, taught us the same as he developed the notion of the three-legged stool of Anglicanism: scripture, tradition, and reason as the structure of our balanced life together. The wisdom of the past, scripture and tradition, coupled with the wealth of reason and what is possible for the future. Jesus was a Jew. Jesus was a Jew growing up in the Roman Empire, where he listened to the stories of Old Testament scripture, law, and the covenant. And as an adult, he realized that to be a Jew in Roman times meant he had very few options. The option he chose was to listen to God and interpret his understanding, his own understanding of scripture. The good news: loving your neighbor as yourself. With this new interpretation and teaching this to others, Jesus experienced all the consequences associated with a new, brash idea: suffering the injustice and discrimination under the hands of the Roman Empire, giving up his life for the life of others. And lo and behold, others followed him. We too can follow him. The question is not about what we can add to our life or what we can add to our wealth. It is about what we can let go. It is what we can surrender. How can we step outside of our own comfort box, our own four walls, and explore and share the good news and life with others? How can we pray with others? How can we worship with others? How can we stand for justice with others? How can we offer our lives to living the way of God's unconditional, unselfish, sacrificial, and redemptive love? Good teacher, what must we do to inherit eternal life? Jesus looks at all of us, loves us, and says, "Follow me."